We find a seemingly contradicting thing about what brings the coming of Mashiach. In some places in Chassidus, it's explained that the Golus, the exile, will be in it until we finish doing what's called Avedas HaBirurim, the Aveda, the work of Birurim. What is Birurim? Birurim means that there are sparks of godliness, of Kedusha, in the Gashmis, in the world. And when a Yid does a mitzvah with a physical thing, he elevates the spark. Or if he eats L'shem Shamayim, if he eats for the sake of being able to study Torah, he elevates the spark of the spark of godliness that's in the Gashmis, that's in the physical matter, and he elevates it to Kedusha. Now when all the sparks in the entire world will be elevated, that's when Mashiach will come. That's what it says in some places in Chassidus. Other places we know that it says that Yofutsu Ma'inesecha Chutzah, through spreading the teachings of Chassidus, through studying Chassidus and teaching Chassidus, we will bring Mashiach. In other words, this has nothing to do with whether we finished the Aveda of Birur HaNitzotzim. Why does Pnimiyas HaTorah, why does spreading Chassidus, why does learning and studying and teaching Chassidus bring Mashiach? And what is the connection to, what is the connection to Birur HaNitzotzis? And the explanation is that it depends what kind of work you are doing. There is the eifen of milchama, having a war, and there is the eifen, the way of shalom, of peace. When you do the aveda of Birur HaNitzotzis, it's in a way of milchama, of war. There is a godly spark that's hidden in, deep in the physical world. And you have to fight with the concealment of the world. Take away what's concealing over the spark. And then you can elevate the spark and bring it up to Kedusha. That is a milchama. You have to struggle with the bad, with the darkness of the world, in order to take out the spark. And that can take a lot of effort and a lot of time. Whereas there is a much easier and quicker way of doing it, and that is through Chassidus. Chassidus is in a way of shalom, of peace. No need for wars. No need to fight and struggle with the opposition. The world doesn't fight it. When the Mayonis, when the wellsprings of Pnimiyas HaTorah come to a place and I reach that place in a way of hafotza, it's spread and it's disseminated in that place, in the place of chutzah, then it drowns and it washes off all the problems, all the concealments, and then, without even having to deal with the trouble, with the difficulty, with the darkness of the world, it shines and elevates the sparks of Kedusha back to Hashem.